In a field interview, you will hear from Grace Gleva, who is in the Cornell Urban Semester Program in New York City, and is dedicated to help high school students be exposed to science and the university environment. She has brought Latino and Latina students from Brooklyn to Cornell University, and I briefly talked to her about the program while students were learning about biology. So Grace, can you tell me about this program and who these students are?
Yeah, so I'm doing the Urban Semester Program, which means that all of my classes are in New York City right now. Part of that program requires me to do community service. And so one of our community partners is St. Lucie's Church, and that's where these students come from. So they're Latino students in Brooklyn, and Cornell does ACT and SAT prep with them. We mentor them, play soccer with them, and we also do college awareness. So we've signed up for them to go to some college fairs and also to visit Cornell.
And what is your expected outcome? What do you guys hope to do to influence the students?
My personal outcome through this visit is to help them see that learning is fun and hopefully encourage them to go into higher education to pursue the types of careers that they want. I hope that it gives them a lot of courage to feel like they can do it and see all the resources that we have here.
Perfect. My name is Mark Sharvari. I'm a professor here in the Department of Neurobiology and Behavior, and I'm also the director of the teaching laboratories. And we have five of these laboratories here, and all the biological sciences major students, all the pre-med students who are interested in going to medical school or veterinary school, they're all required to take this course. And the goal of this course is to teach the students not only biology, but also how to become a scientist, how to run experiments, how to communicate science. So that's what you are going to do in the next hour.
What grade are they in, so in high school?
So it varies. Some of them are freshmen, some of them, we don't have any sophomores, some are juniors and some are seniors.
Mm-hmm. And how do you choose them? So how do you decide who's going to be able to come to Cornell?
So we offer it to everybody in the program, and then the ones that return their permission slip first are the ones that get the slot. So
I see. And your experience with this program? So are you taking many classes? All of your classes are in New York City?
Yes, I take three classes. Some are professional development and helping me with my internship in the city, but some are community learning, like history of New York and volunteering, things like that. It's a really well-rounded program. Mm-hmm.
And do you work with these students? Have you met these students before, or this is the first time that you met them, or do you work with these students during the whole semester?
So there's different ways that we can choose to interact with the students. I chose to interact with the students in this way, but some of my friends, as I said earlier, are tutoring the students every week or playing soccer and mentoring with them every week. So you kind of choose the level of involvement that you have.
So sit by a microscope, please. I put out 30 microscopes so everyone should have them. Today, instead of like thinking about, like you are going to be thinking about the scientific process, but I just came up with this little experiment here talking about biofuel production. And then let's say that you are all a member of this research group that investigates how to increase the growth of green algae. So these are algal cells. You will see them in a microscope in a few minutes, so you can just pass them around, please. Just don't drop it. And these are algae, and we can use them for many things. I will show you a short video in a moment. But right now, we want to use them for biofuel production. You started out with some observations about it was snowing, and there were no leaves on some trees, and there were leaves on others. You can apply this method to anything else.
You make an observation, you come up with some explanations, then you go and use some scientific method to collect information, and then you go and communicate that information. And when you guys become scientists, this is exactly what you are going to do, regardless whether you are interested in biofuel production, you are interested in physics, you are interested in mathematics, anything else, when you apply the scientific method, this is exactly what you are going to do. Read your lab manual, learn a little bit more about biology and the scientific process, and I hope you will enjoy the rest of your day. And so what else are they going to do today besides being in the investigative biolabs?
So earlier today we went on a general tour of campus and then we had lunch. Now we're here, and after this they're each getting matched with a Cornelian whose interests are aligned with their own, and that Cornelian is going to take them around, show them where they have classes, show them where they usually eat, take them to the art museum maybe, and really help them make Cornell their own.